Ever thought of praying for the salvation of your city and county officials? Do you know who they are? Mayors, city council, school district, county supervisors, county sheriff, county fire marshal? How about the county administrative leaders? Some might be saved where others are not. In our scriptures today, God admonishes us to pray for our leaders because it pleases him. Additionally, in the same reference, it says he wants all to be saved. Let's lift up the decision makers in your city and county, asking God to save those who are not, that they would come to the knowledge of the truth about our Savior, and for those who are saved to be willing to boldly share their faith and influence other leaders for a harvest of people in high positions that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life. If you need to find out who is your county or city officials, go to our website and type in the name of your city. Go to that webpage and you will find all sorts of information on how to find the government leaders, school departments, all sorts of people. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word in 1 Timothy 2 that says, first of all, then you urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good and it is pleasing in your sight, O God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We thank you for each of our leaders in our cities, inserting their names. We look at their faces. I think of the mayors, the city council, the school district supervisors, the county supervisor, Shannon Dykus, our county sheriff, the fire marshal, and all of the county supervisors that we have for all five districts, the administrative staff that is overseeing all of the monies and all of the departments that oversee our county. And we pray, Father, for them to come to know you. We pray that you would soften their hearts for those that don't know you. We pray for influencers around them to speak up about their faith for those that know you. We ask, God, that the ones that have yet to come to know you or have walked away from you, we pray you would bring people to them that would remind them of the truth and remove the ones that are naysaying and speaking ill of you or causing them to question their faith or question to believe in you at all. We pray, Father, for them to be surrounded with love and with a revelation of who Jesus is. We pray for their salvation. We pray that we will hear great news and that we will see a big harvest of souls when it comes to our leaders, that we might please you, Father, in doing so. In Jesus' name, amen.